I'm a sidekick, my name is Amy. You can really ask me anything. Spiritual ass kicking's what I do, and I'm here to mentor you. You can love your life and make a change. Do it the Amy Scott Grant way. It's the state of the universe. The state of the universe. Amy Talks!
Hey, good morning. Amy Scott Grant here with day 10. Today is Thursday, April 1st, 2021. I don't think many of us have the patience for any kind of BS like an April Fool's joke, so I won't even bother. I don't particularly love April Fool's. It's not like, you know, it's not like my favorite holiday or anything like that. I don't really have a problem with it, but I just don't love it. And it kind of feels like the last 14 months or so have been a big unfunny joke. So I don't really see the need to pile on with that. I will say definitely very present this morning about the speeding up stuff. You know, again, like 4 to 5 weeks, the basement build out's going to be done. I can't even express to you how mind blowing that is. When they first told me it would take that long, I thought, no, it's going to take 2 to 3 months. And the whole time that we were emptying the basement, figuring out where to store things, it's going to live down there, and getting rid of stuff, whatever, I kept thinking, okay, so like 2 or 3 months, so by summer, whatever. And then they kept reiterating, no, this is really like a 4 to 5 week job. It's really not that big a deal. Then I started to kind of inch back like my visualization in terms of when I was imagining it completed. They are fast, you guys. Today's the first day and I'm like, oh my God, the thing is almost halfway framed. Like, it's kind of crazy. So, yeah, I'm like, okay, Mother's Day. I can see this being done by Mother's Day. Damn, talk about your speeding up. There's also a sense of, oh my God, it's really happening, right? Because, you know, even a house that we built previously, I think we were in that, I don't know, 5 years or something. And the whole time, well, when we built out the basement, the fact is it's a huge chunk of change. And when you live on cash and you don't buy things on credit, as we have grown to become people who don't buy things on credit, it's a lot to have, you know, several tens of thousand dollars to be able to invest into a project. And you also have to know you're going to be in that house long enough to make it worthwhile too, right? So just, and I want to say we've been in this house, I don't know, 6 years, maybe 6 or 7 years. So like, it's just wild to think, oh my God, it's actually happening. It's finally happening. So those are some of the things I'm present to today. That, and I feel like I'm losing my voice. So this little head cold or whatever has gotten much better. I never did have a fever at all. It's been like allergies and sinus stuff and a head cold. But now I sound crazy. Not crazy, but I mean, I sound weird. I sound like I'm losing my voice. I also want to update you guys and let you know, for those who had posted, you know, a few daily talks back when I talked about frequency healing, and I said, okay, I'll take the first three, you know, guinea pigs, because I want to see how I can do remote learning. I have not forgotten about you. You know, it's been a mad dash to get everything out of the basement so the guys could start today or even yesterday. They came and dropped off materials yesterday and did the walkthrough. So, well, this weekend, I will be working on those this weekend. So yes, I've not forgotten about you. I'm going to work on them this weekend. And then I also posted a link today. And I see, you know, people already starting to check that out. If you need a quick clearing, you can get one on the super cheap. Cause you know, some of you guys know I have sort of a, I don't want to say private. It's not like a private account. It just doesn't have my actual name on it anywhere. And on another website where I do like extremely low priced clearings. But when it gets too busy, I'll just shut it off, because I really do it kind of as a, it's almost pro bono. It's not free, But compared to the $1,000 an hour that I normally get for working with people, you know, it's like $20 to $50 for a clearing. But we don't get on the phone. It's all remote, etc. Anyway, that particular site, I guess, doesn't like when I don't take orders for 2 months. So that was barking at me. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to open it to the Telegram group. So if you need a quick and powerful clearing, go check it out. The link is there. Like I said, I know a couple people have already signed up, and if it gets to be too many, I can shut it off again. So, but I needed to just at least do a few to whatever, keep my 5-star rating up and et cetera. And if I'm going to practically give away clearings, who better to get them than you, right? All right. So that takes care of some housekeeping stuff. So what are we talking about today? First off, hard to believe March is over. I feel like maybe that was the fastest March of my entire life, except maybe the month I got married. Maybe. I don't know. That week before the wedding seemed pretty slow. But then after the wedding was the honeymoon for like 2 weeks. So yeah, I think the rest of that month probably went pretty quick. But yeah, this March zoomed by. I do feel like we can expect that again for April. I just realized it's the first. So yeah, it's April 1st. So I will be posting this month's energy forecast for April. Oh, I'm really keen to see what that says, but I have a feeling it's going to be another speed month. I feel like this month is going to go quick. I feel like we're going to see things that are hard to believe, maybe because they're not even true. And I believe personal discernment will continue to be more important than ever before. But can't wait to see what the forecast pops up. I feel like all there is for me to tell you today is that today is a great day to get clear about what you want. And if you've already gotten clear and you're like, I already know what I want, it's still not here yet, then today is a great day to take steps in the direction of that. Take a bold step. What's a bold step? Here's an example. Okay, take a bold step, not a stupid step, right? Okay, so I'll demonstrate the difference right now. Let's say that you have decided that you don't want to live in an apartment anymore. You want to own a home. But let's say that your current bank account says that is not currently possible. You cannot own a home. You could barely pay rent on this apartment. Okay, so if that is your scenario, then a bold step would be to start shopping for houses. Okay? A stupid step would be to buy a house today. Because you can't afford it. You can't afford it. You need to start looking. So if you're saying, I know what I want, I want a house. Great. What neighborhood is that house in? How many square feet? How many bedrooms do you need? What features does it have to have? Like, what's a deal breaker for you? And then what features would be nice to have? Have you compiled a list? Do you have a list called Ideal Characteristics of Our New Home? Do you, you know, what nearby, like, what does it need to be near geographically, right? Is there a particular style of home that you're really drawn to? Like, maybe you love Tudor, you love Craftsman, or that is the extent of the types of styles of houses that I can name. Oh, Victorian. There, I know a third. You know, do you know? Like, do you know exactly? Yeah, you know you want a house, but do you know exactly what that house is? Same thing for a relationship. You know, again, a bold step. If you're like, I really want to be in a relationship, a bold step would be setting up a profile on an online dating site. A stupid step would be posting an ad on eBay saying, bride, mail order bride right here. Oh, I need to get married right now. I mean, an example of a stupid step might be, you know, something that's like crazy. I don't know. Applying for a marriage license when you're not even dating anyone, right? So take a baby step, not a leap, but take a step that's actually from the perspective of, if I knew this were happening, what would be my next step, right? Like if you knew you were going to meet your soulmate, what would you be doing right now? Well, maybe you'd be buying an outfit to wear on a date with that person. Maybe you, maybe there's a part of where you live that you have shame around, right? Like maybe you have closet shame, or you have, maybe you have like old ratty linens on your bed and you're like, geez, even if I start dating somebody, they're not coming over here. Cause like my sheets are, you know, tattered and like, I'm not bringing somebody else into this bed. Right? Like, okay, then a bold step would be to replace your bedding or get, you know, or if you're broke, that might be a stupid step to go out and spend $300 on all new bed, you know, whatever. But a bold step might be buying a set of sheets for $30 or $50, right? Do you see what I'm saying? So this is really what's called for today. If you're not clear on what you want, get crystal clear. And if you're already crystal clear and you're frustrated that it's not happening yet, make a bold step. If you knew this thing you want was really happening, was really coming through. You see, I knew for months that the basement was going to happen. That's why but no one else in my household got it. That's why I, by myself, was down in the basement going through old bins and like getting rid of crap. Because I'm like, it's happening, guys, can I get some help? And they're like, when? You don't even have a contract. We don't even have any bids yet, Mom. Like, wait, are you sure it's happening? I'm like, it will happen when we get it cleared out. Like, we need to, you don't understand. You're telling me I'm putting the cart before the horse, but really I'm building a horse right now so that the cart will show up. Like, or I'm building the cart so that the horse will show up. Right? I mean, Noah didn't wait until the flood happened. Like he didn't wait till it started raining to build the ark. And that's what I kept getting was like, no, I need to do this now. And so I was on board, but nobody in the family was on board. So I had to like, it's exhausting. Believe me, I know it's exhausting to drag people along, to constantly light a fire under them. I feel you. Okay? Like I get it. But it is what it is. And now it's really happening. And you know what? Two nights ago, they were all pissing and moaning because Andy had called them all down to the basement. And I'm tired. It's a school night. We need to go to bed. Things you never hear in a household with children from the children. Yeah, right? It was all like there. And I said, you know what? And they all looked at me because they were like, oh, shit. Here it comes, right? I said, you know what? You guys are so excited that we're having new space, that a basement's getting built out, the, you know, about all this stuff. Well, this is what it's going to take to get that basement built out, is everyone pitching in to get the last of this crap out of here. And you know what? Nobody groaned after that. They all just went back to what they were doing and they got it done. They finished and I didn't hear another complaint out of them for the rest of the night. So perspective can really shift a lot. So we knew the basement was happening at that point. It was just drudgery. It's like the last day of moving. You're like, oh, it's all the crap is left that I didn't want to deal with. But you have to deal with it, right? It's like, okay, but if you look ahead to why you're doing this, it all brightens up, right? I don't enjoy cleaning toilets. But I also don't like seeing gross stuff when I have to use one, right? So I like to have toilets cleaned. Clean. I don't like cleaning toilets. But if you look ahead, like, why am I doing this? Oh, right, because it's gross, and I don't want to look at being gross anymore. Then whatever, you suck it up, you do it, you clean it, you go, oh, that's so much better. And then you don't have to do it again for, I don't know, in my house, it's like about once a month, okay, is all it has to be done. Might be more, might be less in your house, but at any rate, to take that perspective today, I really invite you to take that perspective today. Like whatever it is that you want, get super crystal clear. Like if you want a house, you got to start shopping online. You got to see what's out there. You got to see, ooh, I don't like that flooring. Oh my God, that is a cool layout, right? Like you really don't know until you start looking. So you have to actually take action to clarify what it is that you want. And once you're crystal clear and you know, then take a big step. If we knew this was happening, what would we do today? You know, and it might look like if I knew I was buying a house, I would start saving money today for the down payment. Okay, how much today can you set aside, earmark it, and not touch it except for a down payment? Now, I'm going to shock you when I tell you it doesn't matter if that answer is $10,000 or $12. It doesn't matter, because when you powerfully declare money to be for something, and then you intend that you could take that $12 if you're like, Amy, how am I going to buy a $400,000 house with $12? How does an ant eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So you're going to take that $12 today. You're going to set it aside. You're going to consecrate it, meaning you're going to set it aside specifically for the purpose of the down payment. It's not going to be your whole down payment, because that would be stupid, right? No, but this would be bold. You're saying, I'm declaring that this $12 is the seed money for my down payment for my new home or my new car or motorcycle or boat or, you know, freedom from my spouse, or like whatever it is that you want. It may not even have money, right? But you can take something, set it aside, consecrate it, dedicate it, bless it, and then you intend that it will grow. You know, at one point when Andy and I were like kind of broke, I had these envelopes all over my office. Did I ever tell you guys about this? I don't know. Not very many people know about this, I feel like. I had envelopes all over my office and they were labeled. And when I started out, most of those envelopes had like $1 or $5. Like, that's how broke we were. In fact, I had one for travel, and I took all of my, like, I have sort of random coins from an earlier time when we had a lot of money and did a lot of international travel. So I had like some Australian coins and some Canadian coins and some Greek, already forgot what the name of the Greek coin was before they went Euro, right? And I even had like a couple of lira, which I've never been to Italy, so I don't know how I had those. But whatever, I had like miscellaneous coins. That's what I put in my travel envelope because I didn't have any American money to put in it at that time. But I would put $1. Like, I had an envelope that was, I don't even know, it was like, we needed like new tires for the car or something. And I was like, I don't know how we're going to pay for these new tires. So I put like $1 in an envelope. And on the envelope, I wrote new tires for our whatever car it was at that time. And I dedicated it and consecrated it specifically for that purpose, knowing I would never take that dollar for anything else. Like, once it's in the envelope, that's it. That's it. It has been assigned. It cannot be reassigned till it goes to the next person and they spend it wherever they want, right? But it was like, I put that dollar in that envelope and I blessed it and I intended that it would grow. And the dollar became 10 and the 10 became 100 and something. Right? And it grows slowly at first for most people. But I tell you, after a while, you can't even keep up with how fast these envelopes are growing. So I started with like one envelope for one thing that we needed. And then I had a couple envelopes going, you know, it was like things we need right now. And then it was like things we'd love to have someday. Right? So there's so many different ways to do this, but setting aside that dollar or that $12, that $100, whatever you have right now, you know, or maybe you think, hey, that's a cool concert. Maybe I'll go to that concert. Ooh, the tickets are $60. Then you go, well, do I really want to go to the concert? Or like, what would feel better to me and more satisfying? To buy the $60 ticket to go to that concert or to put the $60 in my down payment envelope for a new house? You know what? Sometimes it's going to be the concert. But I was amazed at how often it was the thing that I majorly wanted, not the thing that I instantly wanted. And once I stopped spending instant money, it racked up a whole lot quicker and I was able to achieve the bigger goals, right? You guys know I just paid cash for my Honda Pilot because I was like, no, I don't want car notes. It's like our last, I think, 4 cars we paid cash for. And the first one... The first one we paid cash for. Well, I think that was a $3,000 car, you guys. And that was like, wow. That was some major effort to pull together $3,000 to buy that car. But I was so determined to see what does it feel like to not have a car note. It feels amazing. It's like the best feeling of all time. It was so great. Right? And then the second car, you know, is a little more. And then like the third car, right? So, and now I'm like, oh, now I actually, that took a lot, right? But I gained so much internally by going through that process. Now I'm like, now I have a nice car and no note. Amazing. And I'm already thinking ahead to like, what might the next car be? Right. And I already, even though like we have all the cars we need right now, I'm saving. I have money consecrated for the purpose of car number four. Cause you know, I have two teenagers and also a 10-year-old. So like the need for more cars is coming eventually. Right. So why not? Why have to freak out and get whatever? Like, no, let's just start. Let's start dedicating money to that. So take a bold step. Take a bold step and be committed in your heart and dedicate something to that which you want, because I promise you the universe is going to rise up and meet you and it'll blow your mind how it happens. And all of a sudden it'll just take off. It'll just take off and then you'll actually be getting what it is that you want. And you'll maybe even have a hard time. I tell you, I have a hard time conjuring up what those feelings were like when I was putting a dollar in an envelope, you know, and what my life felt like then. I could tell you it didn't feel great. It was stressful. There was anxiety. But I have a hard time like conjuring those feelings again. So at some point soon, you're going to be able to look back and think, wow, I've really come a long way, because you have. All right, so there you go. There's your thought for today. Check out the Fiverr link that I posted if you need some help with something, or if you feel stuck and you just need like kind of an energy push to get something cleared and shifted so you can move forward, then check that out. And I will see you tomorrow. Bye.